Hey friends, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast is fueled by Riverside. Now, Riverside is my podcasting and now my YouTube video recording studio of choice, and they make it super easy to record remote podcasts and video interviews that look and sound like they are recorded in a million-dollar studio. Now, I started using Riverside because the sound quality was incredibly awful with Zoom, and sometimes myself or my guests would have really bad internet connections. And I found a great solution with Riverside because, unlike other platforms that save your recordings directly to your cloud, Riverside saves it on your device first. And this helps maintain recording quality regardless of internet connection, which I love. So after years of recording with Zoom, I am so happy I made the switch to Riverside because the quality of my audio sounds so much better. And now I can also create AI-generated show notes with a click of a button. I can create clips for Reels and YouTube Shorts and for Instagram stories. I can also create a transcription of my podcast or even YouTube video and rewrite it for blogging purposes. The fact that I can streamline my podcast recording process and YouTube content creation process means the world to my systems and workflow love and heart. Now, if you are ready to have a seamless podcast or YouTube experience with Riverside, head on over to the show notes after listening to this podcast to snag my affiliate link and get Riverside for as low as $15 a month. So Dubsado is also another company that fuels the Systems and Workflow Magic brand on a daily basis. If you are new to owning your own business, you'll quickly discover that having a great CRM tool, which is a customer relationship management tool, is an essential component to running the back end of your business, especially if you're working one-on-one with clients. Dubsado's mission is to help you automate your work, grow your business, and get back your time with powerful workflows. Now, there are tons of CRM tools out there, and it's hard to know who to trust. But what I love most about Dubsado are the people behind the business, because they go above and beyond with customer support because they want you to run your business seamlessly. Yes, even as a small business owner. So if you are looking for a CRM tool that will not only house your workflows, invoices, questionnaires, contact forms, proposals, and so much more, you can get started with Dubsado if you go to the show notes, and you can get a special code for 30% off your monthly or yearly subscription when you use my code DollyDeLongEducation, all one word, at checkout. This is the easiest yes for your business because Dubsado will work for you while you are away from your desk. Again, head on over to the show notes and use code DollyDeLongEducation at checkout to snag 30% off your yearly or monthly subscription. Welcome to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast, where I help entrepreneurs go from scattered to streamlined in their creative businesses. I'm your host, Dolly DeLong, a wife, a mom, and a photographer turned systems educator. Join me every week as we have conversations centered around creating tactical workflows and automations in your business. Now, let's make some strategic workflow magic. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. I am your Systems and Workflow Magic BFF and guide, Dolly DeLong. And today I am so honored to have a friend on the podcast who we've been Instagram friends, social media friends for several years now, and we finally got to meet in person earlier this January at the Creative Educator Conference hosted by Layli Amati. And she is another fellow systems and workflow expert and lover herself. It's Dahlia Orth, and I am so excited to have her. Now, she is a system strategist and a HoneyBook pro, and she is amazing at HoneyBook. She is passionate about helping business owners create simple, easy and effective systems and processes that help them gain back time and freedom in their lives, which is something we all want and want to experience as humans and as business owners. Now, Dahlia started her business as a photographer and then pivoted into being a virtual assistant. And for a few years before she narrowed her focus down to specializing in systems. She is a born and raised Jersey girl who now resides in Cleveland, Ohio. She loves to travel the world and will never turn down a spontaneous dance party. I love that. So welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Do you mind giving a more formal introduction to who you are?
Yes. Dolly, it's so fun to be here. Like, truly, I feel like it's been such a long time coming. And it's just sweet. It's a sweet honor to sit here and go, man, what a privilege it is to get to share my heart and my business journey with everyone. So as you mentioned, yes, system strategist, HoneyBook Pro, I feel like I've really evolved over the years in business, starting in the photography world. And I love photography. I actually still shoot a little bit in Cleveland, and it's one of my greatest joys. And yeah, I've been a virtual assistant, did some online business management for a while, and I've been a HoneyBook Pro now for a few years. And I love systems. I am like the techie nerd girl. Like, we bond over that. And yeah. I love processes and workflows and streamlining things. And I love helping business owners find the right system for their businesses. I think that's something I'm really passionate about too, is a lot of people come to me and go, hey, I don't know what to use. And I love getting to educate on that and getting to share with people, you know, you're unique and your systems are going to be unique from every other business owner, and helping them really navigate what that looks like so that they can get time and freedom back in their business, which is something dear to me. So really excited to be here, grateful for the opportunity. And yeah, I can't wait to dive in.
Of course. Now, before we hit record, we were just chatting about, like, this is not really going to be the traditional strategy, systems and workflow strategy podcast episode, but we are going to intertwine some strategy in it. But when we met in January in person, finally, and we were talking about, like, hey, I really want you to on the podcast. I want my audience to meet you. They have to get to know you. You're so sweet. You're so knowledgeable. But also, some hard life circumstances have happened in your life, and you truly, truly learned about the power of systems and workflows during this really hard period of your life. And so I was like, let's talk about that. Like, how to run a business when life is literally falling apart around you. You're the only one who can run the business, but what happens? And so I know this is kind of like I don't want to say darker topic, but it's a necessary topic that we as business owners, especially if we're running the show on their own, and I know a lot of my listeners are running the show on their own, and everything seems like it's dependent upon them. And so that's a lot of pressure for business owners.
Yes, 100%. Like you said, like, we are, I mean, especially because we're solopreneurs first, right? It's not like we jump into business owning and go, let's find my team. Yeah. But we're also people first. I think that's sometimes what we forget, what society forgets is, yes, we run businesses, but we're people with lives and friends and family and community and circumstances that cause us to sometimes have to press pause on business. And that's what happened in my life. And so I think it's one of those topics I feel like I almost wish we would talk about more, where I went, okay, I guess I'll talk about it more, you know? And it's really near and dear to my heart. And I want to also open opportunity for people to go, oh man, I'm grateful somebody said something, you know, and that we could have the conversation.
Yeah. And listeners, I just want to let you know, like, we're not trying to scare you. Like, oh, you better be working on systems now because life is going to fall apart. We're not trying to say that. But every human, like, that includes you and me, like, we're not immune to life happening to us. So this is, I don't want to say, I don't know, take what you want from this, but I really think that these are topics that I want to infuse into this podcast. Just, hey, life is happening while we're running our business. And it's just, you are not your business. You are hopefully your own person, like, outside of your business, you lead a life. But let's just talk about, like, what happens when life falls apart?
Yes. Yeah. So I'll share a little bit of my story as to how we even got here. Right. You know, so as I mentioned, I was running a business, I've been in business owning now for 9 years, and I think it's like normal stories, right? Where you go, everything's fine and normal. And actually, you know, my mom passed away. So I'll, you know, my mom unexpectedly passed away, and I'll share a little bit of the story behind that. But I was, it was normal. Like, my life was normal. Everything was good. And it was in April of 2022. It was April 1st. And, you know, so we're coming up on the 2-year mark. And I was just, again, like I said, it was normal. I was running the business, working with high level clients. I was so excited and everything was fine. And, you know, the day she passed, I've told this to you, like I saw my mom that morning and, you know, it was just very, it's rocked my world. And so, you know, the Lord called her home that day. And I remember thinking, like, where do you begin, right? And whether it's somebody passing away or like a car accident or a health diagnosis or, you know, someone in our family walking through something difficult, our kids, right? Like our, like whatever that looks like. For me, it was my mom. For me, it was my mom unexpectedly passed away and I still run a business. So what do I do in that? And I didn't know in the moment, right? Like in crisis, you go like, I'm just going to do what I need to survive. But I think it became a topic that I go, man, I'm so grateful to now talk about it in the hopes of encouraging someone else. And also giving some business strategy behind that of like practical things I did as a business owner, because I was in that peak season of business owning when this happened. I was working on big projects and I was in the middle of, you know, launches with people, and there were things going on that I didn't have the time, right? We always say like, it was not really the most ideal time for this to happen.
Yeah.
But it did. And, you know, there'll be some practical strategies in that, but really like my story is that, you know, I unexpectedly had a major loss in my life and I had to navigate, how do I still run a successful business while walking through a really deep and hard grief? And that was my story. And then even after that, it wasn't like, you know, things happened with my mom, you know, and we did a viewing and a funeral and we had all the common things that transpire after a tragedy. But for me, it also looked like I spent most of my summer with my dad and my sister in New Jersey, and I never wanted to compromise time with them. And so I looked at that and I go, well, what do I do? So I don't have to pick and choose. I don't have to go like either my business or my family, right? And so there was a lot of things I learned along the way in that, that I really, you know, I'm passionate about sharing with other business owners now, where I go, hey, A, I see you in the hard. I see, you know, like it's difficult. There is nothing easy about it. Whether it's, like I said, you know, somebody passes unexpectedly or you receive a diagnosis or something else happens that you go, I didn't see this coming. And then B, just that there are ways to, I think, set up your business well for something like this. But how do we do that? How do we do that practically? And those were things I had to learn along the way in my grief journey. That now I love, you know, getting to say like, hey, I want to just help you be successful. Because I always say it's not if it happens, it's typically when. And again, not scare people, but more of we're human and life happens. I'm sure we've all been on the other side of those unexpected moments in our lives.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I know the answer to this question, but I just want to take the audience back to 2022. Like you had said, your mother passed unexpectedly and you had seen her that morning. Did she have any underlying sicknesses, illnesses that you guys weren't aware of, or is it just purely happened unexpectedly?
So, you know, it was one of those things where I think we have those people in our lives who we can be stubborn about our health at times. And my mom was like that. She was always like, I'm good. You know, she was a successful real estate agent. So she had a really successful business too. And I think, you know, at times I mean, we all experience this where we go, we can't slow down because our business is not slowing down. But so, you know, honestly, my family, I think we suspected like some things might've been going on, but I don't know if she would have ever necessarily taken the time to address them. And so what happened to her was very unexpected. She ended up passing from a massive heart attack. And, you know, but you look at those things and you go, well, there were probably things leading up to that, right? Potentially. I mean, we talk about like the widowmaker and things like that. And again, not to scare people, but more of, you know, being intentional about our health, even as business owners, and prioritizing that. And I don't, you know, I never question now, you know, what could she have done differently? The Lord had his plans in that. But yeah, that day it was, you know, we had intended on seeing her for lunch. We were going out and I actually ended up being in New Jersey. I live in Cleveland and I was visiting my family. And, you know, my mom just said, meet me for lunch. And it was, you know, we never met her for lunch because, you know, she had passed away before that time. So it was just one of those things that, I mean, I'm grateful we were all together. You know, I'm grateful I wasn't in Cleveland when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I mean, again, what started as a normal Friday, we just turned into, honestly, a nightmare. Like it turned into something that was like, you never think it will happen to you. And so, yeah, I would say it was just purely unexpected. Now, again, were there things maybe contributing to it potentially? But that day specifically, never had any idea. She never mentioned I'm not feeling well or I'm having like chest pain or anything like that. It was very much a normal morning. My dad would always, he would always walk her out to her car in the mornings and, you know, see her off to work. And that's exactly what happened. Like it was, you know, everything I've lived for the last 30 years of my life happened on that day. And, and then she passed away at 11:17 that just passed. So, you know, so I don't know, you know, again, I just woke up and never saw it coming. And so you just, you know what I mean? I don't know how you would have ever prepared for it either, right? I always say both options are terrible, whether you're preparing for someone to pass away or it happens unexpectedly. So
then walk us through, because I know you were literally working with a lot of like high level business owners at the time. Like what happened when all of this life happened? How did your relationship, like how did your working relationships then shift and change? And what did you do? Did you just, I mean, because there's so many different reactions that people have, like people just like totally ghost everyone because tragedy strikes, or they like have something set up, like they have like a VA that takes over. I don't know. Like what did you do?
Sure. So, I mean, naturally, you know this about me. I deeply value relationship first with business clients. So like they were all personal, like friends. And I was just like this. I mean, immediately when things happened, I said, hey, something really unexpected has happened and shared a few details. But I just said, I like, you know, because it's funny, we were in the middle of having conversations that morning about some things going on. And I was like, I'm sorry, I cannot answer these things right now. And they were all so kind and gracious and wonderful. And to be honest, you know, which we could talk about, you know, in a little bit, but I kind of leaned into some friends and some business, you know, community where they were like, what do you need in this moment that I can jump into your business? And honestly, because of the systems and the SOPs and things like that, that I already had in place, it would have been easy for someone to jump in and go, hey, I can take this over. I did have my VA, Alyssa, at the time. She was wonderful too. She's like, what do you need? Who can I help? You know, all of those things. But that's not always the reality for people, right? Like at the time, I was really grateful for that. But yeah, I mean, and the working relationships, honestly, for the first 2 weeks, I didn't do anything in the business after that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I couldn't think about business in those moments, right? Like I had to just go, my priority is my family and, you know, grieving this unexpected loss. And they were very kind and gracious throughout that whole process. And they were very understanding of that. And then I feel like in grief, especially when like someone passes away, you're trying to like grab any sense of normalcy back. Like once kind of the dust settles with the immediate things that happen, you just feel like I want to try to have some kind of normalcy back in my life. So I ended up coming back to Cleveland 3 weeks later for a few weeks. Then I traveled back and forth to New Jersey most of the summer. And I worked for most of that time. Like I still ran the business, but I leaned into my VA and, you know, and my community of people who were like, hey, what do you need from me? But I also think my business was set up in a way that allowed for that. If I didn't have anything in place, it would have been really difficult because then my clients probably would have felt like, what all the normal things you do for me on a weekly basis, are like, I'm dropping the ball or they're slipping through the cracks because I didn't have like videos or workflows or anything in place, but I did have those things. So that really helped, I think, to set me up in a way where I go, I can completely remove myself from my business and it won't fall apart. And it didn't fall apart. I think my clients were so, like I said, so kind and gracious and very understanding in that. And then I slowly started to jump back into business. But yeah, for those first immediate weeks, I was like, I'm off the grid.
Yeah.
And I honestly, it felt a little bit like triage. Like I felt like it was like it was people saying, I had a really close friend here in Cleveland, and he was like, how can I jump in? And I would have gladly given him the keys to the kingdom, you know, and I was just grateful that there were people that said, I'll jump in so nothing falls apart. Right. And so there's the beauty of community in that, but also the importance of systems in that, you know, and again, I didn't realize the value in some of those things. I educate on the value of it, but when it's really personal to you, it becomes like much more deeper, you know?
Exactly. Have you heard about my new favorite marketing system, Engie? Engie is marketing software for small business owners who have to do their own marketing, but aren't marketing experts, which is most of us, right? It has everything you need to find clarity about your marketing and get consistent with it, because not only can you create a marketing strategy customized to your business in minutes, you also get the tools you need to then do your marketing strategy with tons of recommendations and guidance. It's like having a marketing assistant in your pocket, and I love it. So, if you've been looking for a way to feel confident and organized about the precious time you spend working on your marketing, you should definitely try Engie out. Go to www.engie.co, that's ENJI, to learn more, and click on the link in the show notes if you want to get 15% off of your first 2 months after your free trial. With Engie, you can totally begin a marketing system that works for you. I'm not ever trying to make light of this situation. Like, I just want to preface by saying me asking you all these questions, like, I know we're like going through some heavier topics. So I'm just like, so please, if I sound, especially I'm letting the listeners know, if I sound insensitive, please pardon me. Like, I'm just asking Dahlia some questions. So, looking back, because I know you've been in this for 2 years, just like grieving and like growing and learning, and it's literally an ebb and flow. What, now that you have like 2 years of learning, like looking back and learning, like what one, name one or two systems that you had set up that helped you in these awful dark moments, like where you're like, I cannot run this business. I have to grieve. Like, I have to be present with my father, with my sister. What is going on? I can't think.
Yeah. I definitely had, I think my saving grace in it was definitely Notion. That was a huge one for me. I'm obviously a HoneyBook user, being a HoneyBook pro. So my HoneyBook was
your project management tool of choice.
Yeah. So my CRM was fine. And I mean, I had retainer clients, you know, more in that season. So like, nothing on the like client facing side of it. It was honestly more of the project management for their every week task stuff. And so Notion was really my huge, I think, like bread and butter there, because I had a workspace for every one of my retainer clients. And then every one of my retainer clients had a space for all their workflows. And if they were like a podcaster, I had like a library of content for them, or like I had ways to manage their content. I had workflows for each of their things, like blogging and YouTube and, you know, podcasts and things like that. And then I'm a huge fan of Loom. So I'm always like videos, like I'm screen recording everything and then just embedding it into my systems, so that if I need to step away again, I can easily go, hey, it's all in there. You can figure it out. So that was, I think, my huge thing. And honestly, I was slowly like building it over time, not realizing how incredibly valuable it would be in that. So I, like, as I would do things for clients, I should just make a video about this. Or like, I knew with my VA Alyssa, who has worked with me for years, I could just say, hey, there's a video on that now. And I feel like she always just knew to look there, or she knew to you know, go in there and just go, oh, Dahlia's already got it in there. And honestly, it just took a little bit of thinking and planning ahead for me to go, okay, I need to have all this stuff in place. But again, it was more of a slow thing over time that I just go, oh, I should have a place for this and I should have a place for that. And then even in my own business, like my logins and, you know, things again. So where if somebody like my close friend, when he said, I can just jump in tomorrow if you need, I could have just handed him the keys to my kingdom in Notion. And I go, you have everything that you need to be successful in there. But yeah, I feel like that was the biggest one, I would say.
Yeah. And then, you started documenting this like early on, just like, it sounds like yeah. You were very just like, oh, I'm doing this new task. I'm going to take a video of myself doing this and embed it in this workflow.
Yes, that's exactly okay. I did. Especially new tasks. If I was teaching someone on my team how to do it, I would go, oh, this is a video we're going to need for the future. So let me just take the link and grab it over there. And honestly, I will say this is a little shameless plug shout out, but my friend Joy, Michelle, love Joy so much. She was the one who really led in that way. Like I had worked on her team for a season and I saw the way she had this set up and I was like, this is brilliant. Like, because she was so intentional with having a place for everything in her business and the way she had it set up that I thought, man, honestly, I didn't know much about Notion until I met her. And it really just opened my eyes to a whole new world of project management that I went, this is what I want in my business. And now seeing the ripple effect of how it served me and my family in that season. Yeah. But yeah, it was just slowly over time. I think a lot of times we do, especially tasks that may be like monthly or weekly, you know, things. And we go, oh, this is just something I do all the time. But to think more strategically about if you ever have to step away from it, could somebody just come in and take it over? You know, it doesn't hurt to make a, you know, 5-minute video while you're just doing the task at hand anyways, you know? So that was huge for me.
Yeah, I just want to say this. I applaud you for, well, one, without even knowing, being so intentional about mapping out your SOPs, documenting them and through Loom, through Notion, whatever. I applaud you for that from a strategic standpoint. But then I also applaud you for just like still reaching out to your one-to-one clients like during this time and letting them know, hey, this is what's going on and being real with them. And from their standpoint, I applaud them for being empathetic and understanding because it's really hard to be empathetic when somebody just ghosts you, just drops the ball. And then it's hard, from you let them know, and then it would be hard for you to be empathetic towards them if they're like, no, I expect you to still work despite what's going on. Listeners, if you're hearing this, remember there's two sides. There's always two sides. So remember to stay on, even if have some system in place for yourself, even if it's a personal system, how are you going to communicate to whoever you're working with or for during a really hard time? If it's like a text or an email, have something in place. You just have to put 30 seconds of your time in it and then move forward. And then hopefully you're working with or for some like-minded or empathetic people as well. Because again, it's a two-way street.
It is. And I think a lot of how you frame some of those things is important too, right? Like for me, I was thinking ahead and going, okay, I want to make sure they're still cared for. So I would say, hey, my VA Alyssa is going to take over. Or at one point, my other friend, he jumped in briefly he was going to jump in on a HoneyBook project with one of my clients. And you know, I just said, hey, so-and-so, I'm introducing you to, I tried to be intentional in some of those things where I go, hey, I'm going to just introduce you guys. He's going to take over the project for now. And I will circle back in when I come back in the office. So I did have to do some of that. Like I said, that triage stuff where I go, I have to put an out of office responder up. I have to communicate to people, I'm going to be off the grid, you know, for the next 2 weeks and things like that. But yeah, I agree. You know, I appreciate your encouragement and just the challenge of, hey, I've been there where it can feel so overwhelming, but making just even that 5 to 10 minutes of time where you just send that text or you send the Voxer message or you send the email that goes, something really unexpected happened, but I want to help set you up for success. It goes a long way.
It does.
And makes people feel cared for in that. And I think people receive it better too when they go, okay, like it's going to be okay. You know, what do you need? And then they can, you know, they're understanding and gracious. And I think me easing back into business also made it a lot easier where I go, hey, I'm starting to slowly come back in. And it wasn't this, oh, finally, you know what I mean? It was just like, yay, I'm so excited. And, you know, and there was a lot of grace in that too, knowing that it was just like an ease.
So let's then talk about, because you certainly, I'm not saying you've overcome everything. You are fully healed and you're back. You're back. But because like grief is like, it's a long process. It is a lot. Like I've lost loved ones decades ago. And I like still the grief hits me like it randomly just. And then I realize, oh, it's the date of their passing or, oh, this is like, so I don't want to ever make light of, oh, give yourself some time and then you'll fully be healed and then you can move forward. So how are you moving forward right now, 2 years later? Still working, still like growing your business because you are like still working with high level clients. You are still like helping people out with systems and workflows. But where are you now?
Oh, man. Yeah. So this is like I was saying earlier that like, I like to call it the comeback story. Right. But I want to make sure I preface it. I want to be so gentle in this moment because my journey was very much those immediate first 2 weeks were just like, we're going to triage this like. I have some systems in place and people can take it over. And there's the beauty. There's, you know, the beauty of taking the time to do those things. But I always say the grief journey doesn't end at the funeral, right?
No.
And so for me, I did a lot of back and forth traveling through the summer with, like I mentioned, with my dad and my sister. And I, you know, you just have to be so kind and gentle with yourself. Give yourself all the grace. And one of the things that was really hard for me, honestly, especially because I'm so independent, it's just asking for what I needed, like asking, hey, I need, you know, I just need a little extra time today to, like, I can't do that task today because I just need to take, you know, it hits unexpectedly. I just need to take the day, the afternoon and care for myself. Or, you know, I recently had this happen. I had a hard grief day and a client of mine reached out and she goes, are all these changes okay? I was like, yes, I said, I'm so sorry. And I don't ever want to apologize for it, but I always want to let people know. Thank you for being so kind and gentle with me when I need to be kind and gentle to myself because it's so hard, especially because I'm driven by my task. But I'll say, you know, I appreciate that, you know, had a hard grief day, you know, or I just have to like flex things around or I have to just adjust things, you know. So I don't say that out of like, oh my gosh, like funeral happens and you're good the next day.
Oh no.
It's a long process. Oh, no. And like I said, 2 years later, I still have days where I go, hey, can we reschedule our meeting? Just having a difficult day, or I just need, right? You don't have to necessarily tell people everything, but give yourself the grace to be gentle with yourself and to be okay going, my business will not burn to the ground tomorrow if I take an afternoon. I mean, for me, it's definitely, you know, I love taking naps. And so I'm like, naps really just refresh me and I think help me rest when it's a really emotional day. But then, you know, for me, so my dad moved, my mom passed in April. He actually moved down south to be near his family that September. So things are moving pretty quickly. And it was at that September point that I was like, well, what now? Like, what, you know what I mean? All this stuff has happened. And I jumped back into, I actually volunteer my time at the church that I go to as a project manager. And it was one of the best decisions I made for myself because I really needed community in that season. I needed to be in a place where I wasn't just working from home all the time. And so I just recognized, again, do what you need for yourself. And what I needed was I needed to just jump in somewhere where I go, I am cared for people like around me. And I still do it to this day. I love it. I feel like I get to work with my best friends all the time. And it's just the absolute greatest. But man, what a gift they were with me, like for me walking in that season of grief. And, you know, and I think I realized in that season too, I can give myself grace on the hard days, but I know I can't stay there. And it's always, I never want to minimize people's difficult circumstances, but like I said, I like to call it the comeback story where I go, you know what does it look like to come back from what has been something really difficult? And for me, my heart is to go like, I want to be able to come alongside of people and go, hey, I see you in the hard, or like, how can I best serve you in this really difficult season? Because I have walked it, you know, and then, you know, also, you know, being gentle when the hard days still come, because I feel like I feel like I'm in this comeback era right now where I'm like, I'm starting to, you know, share more about my story and, you know, talk more about business and do more things more regularly. But there was definitely this season, I feel like, where I kind of went like off the grid. Like people were like, are you alive? Are you okay? You know, because I just, that's what I needed. I needed a season where I was like, I can't think as deeply about business, but giving myself the grace to have that season was really helpful in this comeback era now where I go, okay, like, now I can look at it and with much different eyes, but I also want people to feel so seen in it and feel like, man, even just to have a resource in somebody that they go, something hard has happened in my life. What did you find to be most helpful? So yeah, I mean, it looks like that now, but like I said, you know, it's not like grief went away the day, you know, we had the funeral and drove away. It's still so hard some days, and I still run a business. And so, you know, I think that's my hope too, is that people go, she still gets it because it's still hard. You know, for me, I lean into community a lot. I love the beauty of the business community. I love our, like, my church community. And, you know, I try to really communicate more. At first I wasn't as good at this, but I really try to communicate more to people when I'm having hard days. I try to just say, hey, I'm just really sad today, or I'm just really emotionally spent and I just need you to be gentle with me, or, you know, like things like that. Or even my clients, like, again, like recently I said to one, hey, you know, can we reschedule a meeting just because I'm having a hard grief day, you know? And so I think communicating those things is really important. I think most people are pretty empathetic about it, but to your point, like, I just personally value intentional communication. And so I would just encourage people in that of like, don't be afraid to ask for what you need, even in the comeback era where you go, I'm starting to slowly make my way back into things, but the hard days are still going to come. And I would ask for, you know, grace in that. So that's what it looks like.
I just want to say thank you so much again for sharing. I know this isn't an easy story to share, and especially you are in the thick of it and you are still learning and growing and yourself. So thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I truly, like, it's a very vulnerable story to share. And I think it's where business, personal life really like hit the wall. And, you know, for me, I go, it's beyond just like, let me talk business strategy with you, which I love having those conversations, but it's a very personal topic. And I just, my hope and prayer is that it can really encourage people on the other side of, you know, the podcast, and that, like, to know that you have people in your corner when life hits unexpectedly that will walk alongside of you in it, and you'll be seen in it. So yeah, I will see, you know, what happens. It's just like, I'm just really grateful though. I'm grateful for the space to share my story. So thank you, friend.
Of course, my friend. Now, how can people find you, work with you, connect with you? What, like, point people to your direction right now?
Yeah. So I will say, I enjoy being on Instagram in the DMs. I am not as always on Instagram. I don't post as regularly because I do value connections so deeply. But if you message me on Instagram, it will be me behind. I always say it's me behind my inbox. And then I do have a YouTube channel as well that I'm pretty active on. And, you know, there's a ton of resources on my website too. It's actually pretty new, which is fun.
It's beautiful, but, by the way. I love your new website.
Thank you. Elizabeth McCravey and Mary from MK Design. I'll give her a shout out because they were wonderful. But yeah, there's a lot of ways to work together on my website. So we could do anything from CRM help to project management and even email marketing too. And I like to say, I want to help meet you at any point in your business journey. And you'll see the copy on my website. It's very much about, like, how do we set up your business in a way that fuels a life you love? So yeah, if you just feel like overwhelmed by business owning and need some support in that, always happy to have the conversations. So,
and I'm always happy to send people over to you. And I have. So I trust you. So
thank you. Ditto, sister.
Well, Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. For those of you who are listening in and are wanting to connect with Dahlia, then I will have all of the notes in the show notes of this podcast and also in the corresponding blog. And again, feel free to DM us and let us know what points like really resonated with you, what like aha moments you experienced in this episode. I know it wasn't a traditionally strategic filled episode, but it kind of was an episode meant to encourage you and to help you move forward and to know like how to move forward in grief and in the middle of business. So anyways, you all stay streamlined and magical, you amazing muggles, you. I will talk to you all next week with a brand new Systems and Workflow Magic podcast episode. And until then, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Systems and Workflow Magic podcast. You can find full show notes from today's episode at www.systemsandworkflowmagic.com/podcast. If you are loving the podcast, I would be so honored if you could subscribe on your favorite podcast player, leave a 5-star review, and share it with another business friend who also needs help with systems, workflows, and SOPs. Be sure to screenshot this episode, share it to your stories, and tag me at Dahlia DeLong Education over on Instagram. Until then, go and make some strategic workflow magic.